revenue for May of $1,580,452.93 and expenses for June of $1,318,022.94. Brent Richter reported that the tennis courts at Freeman Fest Park are now complete and back open. However, the basketball courts are being sandblasted and repainted, as the first painting didn't turn out as expected, and it should be open soon. In other business, FEMA has new revised flood hazard data available for all Glades County, and New Bremen has about 63 new parcels that are affected by the new floodplain that FEMA has issued. Brent is working with the state of Ohio to get New Bremen signed up for the NFIP, which is the National Flood Insurance Program, and legislation will be required for that, and there's a 90-day appeal period that has begun for the floodplain map. Also, we had visitors last night. Valerie Mumaw and several guests attended last night's village council meeting to discuss concerns with the temperature of the pool and the lifeguards taking breaks. Valerie stated that the water temperature at the pool is too cold and that the heater should be used to heat the water to the mid-80s rather than the current temperature that is maintained at 79 degrees. She had brought documentation from the American Red Cross, which recommends different temperatures for different age groups. And she also expressed concerns the lifeguards are taking too many breaks. Brittany Thibault and Mariah Stoner and several lifeguards from the pool came to explain why the pool wasn't heated to the mid-80s and also pointed out that the documentation Valerie referenced was for indoor swimming pools. And she did explain that at the YMCA, they do maintain a temperature of about 85 degrees indoors. They also explain why guards take breaks every half an hour, because they are mentally and physically drained after sitting in the hot sun for extended periods of time, and it's for the safety of all the patrons of the swimming pool. We did do two third readings also. We did a third reading on an ordinance to authorize the village administrator to execute a mutual aid agreement with AMP during times of emergency and to establish pay rate of village employees during mutual aid response. And we did a third reading on a resolution for the annual property vehicle and equipment insurance renewal.